This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the playoff race in the American League, but joining us now to talk about what happened last night, obviously looking at the bigger picture stuff, Oriole Hall of Famers, our colleague on Baltimore Baseball Tonight. He's on the Window Nation guest hotline. He's our friend and yours, everyone. Mike Bordick. Bordy, how you feeling?
Bob Haney, I'm all right, man. How about yourself?
Cannot complain. And as we look at this 2025 season that has been full of surprises, most of them bad ones, quite frankly, the fact that they picked up their first walk-off win in mid-August, how surprising is that for you? Because it seemed to be something they were really good at, the come-from-behind wins the last 2.5 years when they reestablished themselves as a contending team.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun. For a couple of years, they were just like the never-say-die Orioles. That you just couldn't count the offense out. And, of course, they've slipped a little bit, in large part due to the injuries and, you know, the inability to keep some of their big offensive weapons healthy. And, of course, the big trades that just happened. So, yeah, the offense has just been kind of sputtering along below average, that's for sure. And it's nice to see them be able to celebrate a big win like that. And they had to work for it. My gosh, there's really nothing easy for this team to win. They've got it seems like every game overcome some sort of adversity or two. And Cano, you know, hit that wall last night, and then they just kept fighting. So it was a good sign. Happy for Jackson Holliday as well, you know, getting that big hit. And it was nice to see the guys celebrate. And you could tell that they were happy for Jackson getting that big hit.
Now, Trevor Rogers, this guy's been outstanding. I mean, I can't think of any more superlatives with my limited vocabulary, Mike Bordick, to describe how good this guy has been. But when you watch him, I mean, he's a big, imposing guy. He throws hard. The sweeper was working wonders last night. When you watch Trevor Rogers, what makes him so, I'm saying unhittable, but what makes him so dominant? Because he's in the midst of a dominant run. He's pitched as well as any starter in baseball over the last month and a half here.
Oh, no doubt about that. I mean, it has been a lot of fun watching him go about his business. He's won in different ways. You could tell some nights he just might not have his stuff, but he has the ability to utilize his full repertoire. His changeup, in my opinion, his best pitch. He'll throw it to anybody, anytime. But he has good command, it seems, right now of all of his pitches. And I don't know, recently we have just seen some incredible pitching efforts, not just by Orioles pitchers. Dean Kramer's been outstanding. Rogers has been outstanding now for an incredible run, 10 starts or so. But yeah, the ability to locate and the importance of it and the ability to change your pitches and keep hitters off balance and guessing. And we've seen it back-to-back nights from the Mariners starters, which is a pretty good, you know, I think, way to kind of measure yourself. And the Oriole pitchers have been right there toe-to-toe, if not better, than some of the better starters that the Mariners have flipped out there the last two nights. But it's been fun to watch and what can really happen if you truly execute. And Sagano's in that category. although he has had his stumbles. But I think we're all kind of enamored by how well he could locate the first half of the season and thought, yeah, he can definitely get by with less than enough velocity as long as he locates. And I think Rodgers has shown that, and Kramer is as well. I mean, these guys are just pitching, and they are pitching their butts off. This is so much fun to see, I think. Listen, Orioles fans need something to cheer about. And, yeah, we see Jackson Holliday do his thing, and they got some nice young players. But when you see starting pitching step up and do what they've been doing recently, you know, and Cade Kovach coming back had a great start the other day as well. I think something happened, and I know Rodgers has been dealing with, you know, the mental kind of trying to find a nice slot for him mentally. And he's on that. He's riding just a great run of success. He's saying the right things. He's just in a really good major league routine. Dean Kramer is kind of in that same boat. And I just wanted to make a point. When Manzolino took over, it was almost like, okay, Dean, you turn your head, you roll your eyes every time Brandon Hyde came and pulled you out in the fifth inning. Well, you got to suck it up, man. And now you got to overcome something. And it was for sheerly to protect the bullpen. And somebody needed to do it, and he let Kramer run. And Kramer ended up getting in the seventh inning, or at least completing, like, you know, the sixth that one game. And he just said, okay, it's new confidence. He has taken the bull by the horns, and now Manzolino trusts him to go the extra time through the lineup because he's learned. He knows how to pitch. He has matured so much. And I'm talking about Kramer, not just Rodgers, so much at the major league level. It makes me feel a lot better about looking forward into next season and guys you can potentially trust in the rotation. Really good sign for those guys.
Yeah, we know they're going to be in it, kind of the only two at this point cemented in stone. But yeah. Mike Bordick, Oriole Hall of Famer, joining us. But let's circle back to things that have not been all that great for the Orioles this year. And fundamentals have really taken a hike on them this year. And when Manzolino took over, they're going to be more aggressive on the base paths, and we saw it for a bit. But the base running blunders have been plentiful, missed cutoff men. So when you watch this team just get fundamentally flawed, you get outplayed by a better team, that's one thing. But to beat yourselves, how has this all of a sudden become a thing for the Orioles this year?
Well, I don't know what happened, who dropped the ball, why there isn't as much focus to the detail of a game and understanding the importance of, especially a young team, how many things you have to do right to win. And it's almost everything on a nightly basis. And I don't know that some of the stuff was talked about as seriously. Listen, when there's a glaring hole in the offense and they couldn't hit with runners in scoring position, okay, whatever, that's part of it. Hitting a baseball is really hard. But it's like you said, when you're not throwing to the right base, or guys aren't even lined up to go to the right base, or they're not running down the line, or they're not taking advantage of an extra 90 feet, the players have to be held accountable for that, and whoever's telling them how to play the major league game has to be accountable for that. And I'm not throwing anybody under the bus. I know I just did a clinic with the Orioles first base, Anthony Sanders, and I straight up asked him, I said, why is everybody getting picked off? And he said, these poor kids, they're just thinking so much about their hitting that they don't have a clear mind when they get on their bases, right? So there's just such a youthful struggle going on that you can't focus and separate, right, compartmentalize certain parts of the game. And that's what you're seeing with the youth. My challenge is, listen, you guys are all under the microscope. Play the game as hard and as right as you can, and you will see more success. You may not beat the big boppers right now because of the lack of major league depth, but at least show you can play the game hard and right. Gunnar Henderson set an incredible example the other day. He hit a ground ball, base hit through the infield, and he busted his butt out of the box. He gets to first base, head up, eye on the ball with one intent. How am I going to go an extra 90 feet? The ball was bobbled, and off he went. That has to be the Oriole way. He has to set the standard, and they will follow him because that is winning baseball. And that's what we saw for 2 years. That's why you could never count this team out, because they all did that. And I'm not saying they're all not capable of. I just think it's a hard, mentally trying season, especially when you're losing. Now is the time to step up. Gunner, be that guy, man. Show these guys that are getting a chance to play for the Orioles in the land of opportunity how you're supposed to play the game. And I'm telling you, man, when you can get four or five of the stud players playing like that, it's a difference maker. It is a tremendous difference maker, and everybody will follow.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We'll see.
Hey, Bordy, interesting question for me to ask you is that, like, in the NFL, when a team's out of it, you know, like the Orioles are out of it now, what you would see is guys aren't spending as much time in the weight room. Guys are leaving earlier. They're not studying, you know, as much tape and that kind of stuff. When you're out of it in baseball, do you see the same type of thing? Because, like, if you're in the playoff hunt, guys are there at 6 o'clock. They're staying late at night watching extra film and all that because they got a chance. What's it like in baseball?
It can get that way, man, and it is really, really hard. I think for the most part, organizations, coaching staffs really have to kind of lead the way in that regard and keep especially young players up and professional. That is the bottom line. It's one thing, you know, to be down that your team is not, you know, performing as well, but you still have to be a pro. And you know, baseball is such an incredibly unique game where you're an individual for the most part, but the little things you do individually can help your team win. So, you know, be selfish and say, okay, you know, if the Orioles aren't going to win this year, you know, I got a chance to maybe get traded this offseason. Other teams are watching. I mean, this is all just a giant like audition. So every night you take the field and you don't think that on losing teams, true character gets revealed? Heck yes, it does. This is a tremendous separator where the Orioles are just going to look at guys and say, he ain't doing it. He's look at how he played here the final month and a half of the season. He didn't have the edge. He didn't have the fire. What Gunnar did the other day is what this losing team needs to do. That will bring fans back. It'll also send a message to the rest of the league. Listen, the Orioles are doing it the right way. They just need a couple pieces, and they're going to be right back to where they were 2 years ago.
That's right. Only time I would see your helmet flying off your heads when you're hustling up to first base or diving into second. He's Mike Bordick. Show us a fire, not as much as Nolan McGraw, but fire nonetheless. Bordy, appreciate the time. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Bordy.
All right, Vinny. All right, Bob. Nolan, love you, brother.
We'll come back, speaking of Nolan, take a trip through the funhouse. Then news from the Nest coming up top of the hour. Going to hear from Justice Hill, John Harbaugh, and Cooper Rush. You're going to feel the rush. It's coming your way. 12 o'clock.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.